All glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Still, God is alive, God is spirit, God's peace, God's joy, God's goodness is available for everybody who is looking for him. As Sister Mary shared with us, there is no more condemnation in Jesus Christ. Actually, Romans chapter 8 proclaims, in Jesus Christ, no condemnation, no obligation, no frustration, and finally, no separation from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. This morning, the word of God given to us is Matthew chapter 26 from verse 36 to 46. Matthew 26, verse 36 to 46. Read us three together alternatively. Let me start. Verse 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done." So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Okay. Together, "Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Amen. This is the word of God. May God bless all of us with his living and powerful words. Conclusion, last verse. Rise, 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 and let us go. So our conclusion is rise. Yes, after our worship service, we will rise and go. Rise, let us go. Even here comes my betrayal. Rise, let us go to faith, to confront everything set before us. Even that is a bad thing, terrible thing. Conclusion, rise, let us go. As we remember last time, we saw the Passover meal and communion. Do you remember communion? And in the middle of the Passover meal, Judas Iscariot ran away from the presence of Jesus Christ to betray him. And after the communion, Jesus took with his 11 disciples and go to some place called Gethsemane. Gethsemane is very familiar with us. Gethsemane, just a Mount of Olives, private garden, which Jesus often had used as a retreat. The literal meaning of Gethsemane is just oil press. Gethsemane means oil press, significant name in the lights of Jesus' passion here. Actually, truly, This is a passage we must approach on our knees. As we look this passage in the awful reverence, in the passion and struggle of Jesus' soul, we can see Jesus' passions. We can see certain things about Jesus Christ, especially his passions. Yes, the word passion sometimes is used in negative, but positive. Anyway, in this passage, we can see Jesus' holy passions. So this morning, I want to share with you Jesus' holy passion, enthusiasm, holy zeal. At least we can see 5 points of Jesus' passion. Number one, first, we can see the agony of Jesus Christ. Agony of Jesus Christ. Now, verse 37, Jesus began to be sorrowful and troubled. He said in verse 38, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. And Jesus said, 11 disciples, stay here, maybe at the entrance of Gethsemane. And then he took only 3 disciples, Peter, James, and John, the inner circle of the band of 12 disciples. At this point, we know Jesus was quite sure that death lay ahead. His very breath was on him. Yes, Jesus had to die as a man, as a full man, as true man, not as God. Yes, as a full man. Are you men? Are you human beings? No man wants to die at the age of 33. No man wants to die in the pain and shame of a cross. Here Jesus had his supreme struggle to submit his will as a human being to the will of God. No one can read this passage without seeing intense reality of that struggle. This story was not play acting. This was a struggle in which the outcomes swayed in the balance. The salvation of the world was at risk at the Garden of Gethsemane. So for even then, Jesus might have turned back and God's purpose would have been frustrated. At this moment, at this final and crucial moment, all that Jesus knew was that he must go on continually ahead there lay a cross. As we know, Jesus Christ started his ministry with temptation, trial. We remember, he started his ministry with temptation from Satan. In Matthew chapter 4, Satan tempted, challenged with temptation. If you are the Son of God, make this stone into bread. If you are the Son of God, throw down yourself from the top of a building. If you bow down and worship me, I'll give all these kingdoms of this world and their splendor. Hebrews 2:18 says, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Sometimes are you being tempted? Are you tempted? Not sometimes, many, many times, maybe every time. Hebrews 4:15 says, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. We have the one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, but without sin. Our Lord, our Savior, our King Jesus Christ was tempted in every way we are being tempted. Why? In order to understand us, in order to help us, in order to become just like us through his experience. This is true reality of incarnation. But remember, the point is, even though he was tempted in many areas, In each temptation, trial, his last conclusion, his last choice, his last determination was all the time, not my will, but your will. Yes, in Lord's Prayer we pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. On earth means through me, through my earthly life, as in heaven. Yes, we are living in this world with temptation. We cannot escape from temptation, even though we are Christian. Sometimes we may struggle with trials and difficulties, but if we are truly, really Christians, we must be able to say, finally, not my will, but your will. Shall we say it together? Not my will, but your will. Your will. Not I, but Christ. Not my will, but Christ's will. Because Christ is our Lord, our Savior, our King, our God. Secondly, number two, in this passage, we can see the loneliness of Jesus Christ. Do you feel alone, lonely sometimes? Yes, in this passage, sometimes so many crowds, so many multitudes followed Jesus Christ to receive blessing, material blessing, to receive food. But all of them left Jesus Christ. All of them abandoned Jesus Christ. One of 12 disciples sold him, and 8 disciples just sit over there and wait. And Jesus took 3 inner circle, Peter, James, and John. They were very special. They were very specially blessed circle, very, very inner circle of Jesus Christ. This was the third time Jesus has taken them alone. And Jesus said to them, stay here and keep watch. Pray for me. First, they were with Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration. And secondly, they were in the room, in the house of Jairus. Remember? They only 3 persons, Peter, James, and John, were selected to join Jesus Christ to the house of Jairus to raise his daughter from the dead. This is the third time Jesus took only 3 persons, Peter, James, and John. And Jesus wanted them to watch and pray. As we know, Jesus was entering into a very, very difficult time. So their prayer supposed would be encouragement to Jesus Christ. But what they were doing? Sleeping. 3 times Jesus prayed honestly. In this passage, we can see 3 times repetition of prayer. Jesus prayed. But Jesus found them just sleeping. In this final, crucial moment, they slept. They did not pray. They were not with Jesus Christ in spirit, in soul. Jesus was so, so alone. Jesus had to fight his battle all alone. Remember, in this world, as long as we live in this world, it is true of everybody, including you and me. You know, there are certain things we individually face, we individually confront. There are certain decisions we must make in the awful, terrible loneliness of our own soul. There are times all other helpers, all other helps, all other comforts gone away. And then we are left totally alone. But remember, yes, from our visible eyes, Jesus was left totally alone. Everybody left Jesus Christ. Jesus was alone, totally loneliness. But God was with him. Jesus was not alone. Even when we feel we are extremely alone, there is for us presentation. There is the presence of the one, our Lord, our Jesus Christ, who experienced it in this Gethsemane and came through it. Please remember, when you feel alone, you are not alone. Because our Lord, our Jesus Christ, is just there where you are. Do you feel? Do you enjoy? Do you experience the presence of Jesus Christ wherever you are? Be. Thirdly, from this passage, we can see the trust of Jesus Christ. Trust of Jesus Christ. Yes, the situation is very, very terrible. We can see this trust even better in Mark's accounts. Yes, this story is explained in other Gospels, Mark. Then in Mark chapter 14, 36 says, Jesus started his prayer saying to God, Abba, 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 Father, Abba, Father. There is a word of loveliness in this word, Abba, Abba. The term, the word Abba is not Hebrew, no Greek, Arabic used at the time by a little child, little children, to their father. Just like daddy, English. Sophie, call you daddy? Daddy? Just like appa in Korean. In English, daddy. In Korean, appa. In Arabic, abba, abba. At the time, no one had ventured to use this term abba in addressing God. It was absolutely unthinkable, unimaginable. But Jesus did. Jesus did. Jesus used Abba, calling his Father in heaven. Jesus spoke to his heavenly Father in as childlike, trustful, intimate way as small baby, little child to his Father. Yes, we know very well. We know very well how our little children speak to us and what they call us who are fathers. This is the way in which Jesus calls God as Father. Yes, even when Jesus' spiritual conviction was that God was pushing him, God was urging him to a cross, he called Abba. As might a little child. We know God is almighty. God is creator. So Isaiah chapter 55 says, God's thoughts, God's plan, God's way are higher than ours. Do you agree? Do you agree? Because God is creator, God is almighty. Just as heaven is higher than the earth, God's thought, God's idea, God's design are higher than ours. So sometimes we may understand fully what is happening to us, around us. Sometimes we may have difficulty to accept truly what is happening to us, around us. But regardless of what is happening to us, around us, we can trust our Lord Jesus Christ. Because his final plan, his final design for us is good all the time and best. Not only Jesus can call God Abba, also we are allowed to call God Abba. Shall we call God Abba? Abba, Abba. Romans 8, 15 says, you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. By him we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. That's why Jesus encourages us, challenges us, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Yes, even when everything is going against us, we can trust him as our Abba Father, our Daddy Father, our Abba Father. Number four, we can see the prayer of Jesus Christ. Yes, in this passage, we can see three times Jesus prayed, and prayed. Also, Jesus wanted them to pray and watch, not to fall into temptation. Jesus closed his ministry with prayer. In this passage, also Jesus finished his earthly life with prayer on the cross, we remember. Father God, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. Finally, Father God, into your hands, I commit my spirit. He finished his earthly life, earthly ministry with prayer. During his earthly ministry, sometimes he spent long seasons in prayer. Sometimes overnight, whole night. At other times, he rose very early, maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and sought seclusion, very quiet place to pray. Yes, Jesus prayed before engaging in great tasks. Jesus prayed before entering missionary tour in Galilee. Also, Jesus prayed before choosing 12 disciples. And now, in this passage, Jesus is praying just before going to Calvary, to the cross. Luke 22:44 says, being in anguish, this same scene, same situation. In anguish, Jesus prayed more honestly, and his sweat was like the drops of blood falling to the ground. The summary of Jesus' earthly life is shown in Hebrews 5:7. Very clear. Hebrews 5:7 says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Imagine if the Son of God needed to pray, how much more do we need to pray? If the Son of God needed to pray, how much more do we need to wait on God? Also our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, finally, number five, we can see the courage of Jesus Christ. The courage of Jesus Christ. Yes, even though Jesus prayed honestly three times, visible situation, not changed, same situation, same surroundings. But Jesus said in last verse, look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Rise, let's go. Here comes my betrayal. It means the time for prayer. The time for this garden, the time for Gethsemane is already passed, gone away. Now is the time for action. Now is the time to take action. Now is the time to face everything set before him. So Jesus rose again from his knees to face everything, to go out to the battle of life. This is what for prayer. This is the purpose of prayer. Yes, do you pray? In prayer, we kneel down before God. Yes, in prayer, we kneel down before God. Then we can stand erect before man. The more you kneel down before God in your prayer, you can stand erect. You can stand up before men. In prayer, we surrender totally to the will of God. Then we can defeat, we can overcome the will of Satan, the temptation of Satan, the challenge of Satan. And finally, in prayer, we enter into heaven, in spirit, in soul. Then, after prayer, we can face, we can confront the battle of this earth, this world. From this passage, we see the agony of Jesus Christ. We see the loneliness of Jesus Christ. And we see the trust of Jesus Christ. We see the prayer of Jesus Christ. Finally, we see the courage, fearlessness of Jesus Christ. May God bless all of us with this holy passion of Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you simply because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the Jesus Christ is more than enough for us, for our salvation, for our peace, for our rest, for our eternal life, for our justification, for our glorification. We see your passion. Your passion is to save us, to deliver us from eternal penalty of sin to eternal life in heaven. Father God, fill us with your passion, not lustful passion, but holy passion. Father God, let our hearts be born with holy enthusiasm, holy passion to preach your words, your gospel of salvation, because still now around us, there are so many people who are on the way to eternal hell simply because they do not know who Jesus is. Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Father God, we once have passion for you, but compassion for your people, your children around us. Father, all glory, all honor, all exaltation back to our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, we thank you for Jesus' death on the cross and the resurrection from the dead for our final victory and glorification. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.